Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Aloneness. Feeling alone. That's my topic. You know, it represents the area of life that we all dread and we all hate to experience in any given day. The feeling of being alone. Left alone is even worse. I learned a new word the other day, and kind of makes sense. And it's a word that maybe you'd like to know about and add to your vocabulary, okay? Foblo. F-O-B-L-O. Foblo. F-O-B-L-O. Well, it's an acronym, actually, as compared to being a word. And the acronym says this. It's the fear of being left out. The fear of being left out. You know, that's the feeling of so many people today. They are left out. They've been left out since elementary school. They've been left out of the social circles of junior high school. They've been left out of the activities and the events that take place and places of inclusion that usually occurs at the high school level. Being left out of the world experiences as a young adult, and even jobs and relationships and marriage and so on. There are people who live a life of aloneness. And that often has the basic understanding that they have this fear of being left alone. And when you live with that kind of a fear, you are overwhelmed with strong emotion. It comes from the very heart, the very soul within you. It represents the heart cry of many people. It represents the deep feelings of aloneness and isolation and rejection that so many people live with. It represents why we now see a tremendous rise, a significant rise in suicide events taking place in America, and this in an enormous increase in people who think suicidal thoughts, even if they don't act on them. It's that sense of being alone, and the greatest fear of being alone becomes a reality of their life every single day. It may be yours. It's maybe your experience. Maybe this is the way you live your life. And if you do, you have a heart cry. You have a heart pain. You have an inner desire for something that cannot be fulfilled, at least at the present time and the way things are going. That fear of rejection, that fear of abandonment, that's the deepest emotional fear we have. Interestingly, this is the fear that underrides, that undergirds, that somehow motivates and has a basic contributing role to all the people that become addicted to alcohol, all the people that become addicted to drugs, all the people that become addicted to gambling obsessions and shopping obsessions, eating obsessions. The increase of suicide thoughts and ideation, extramarital affairs, transgenderism. This is one of the basic fears that promotes these kind of behavior patterns. Looking for an answer, looking for something to fulfill that emptiness that's within. That emptiness can only be met when people come together and people connect and people become beholden to each other and bonded, you know, with each other. But when you're alone and you don't have that sense of connectedness, you start finding it and looking for it in odd places and in the wrong places, such as in the alcohol consumption and the drug addiction that takes place. And we're seeing this all across the country now. That's the reason we have this marijuana law being passed in every state, because people within that state have this sense of loneliness and they're looking for something to fill the loneliness. And marijuana is not going to do it. Sure, it will dull the pain and it will numb the emotions for a short period of time, and Some people want that. They'll take whatever. But in the final analysis, it's not the answer to aloneness. No matter what you try, no matter what drug you use. And for those that get into extramarital affairs and get into this transgenderism, what are you doing? You're looking for a way to alleviate your fear of being left alone. So you do these dramatic kind of behavior patterns to bring people into your life, to somehow attract people to yourself. And even if it's temporary, even if it's temporary. So what we have here is what prevails and what takes place in America today is a group of people who just have never felt accepted, never felt a bond with anyone else, never felt the total acceptance, even within their own families. Parents are busy. Parents are working 2, 3, 4 jobs. I saw a young gentleman the other day in my office. He lives his life alone in his room in his house, while his parents are outside or in another room of the house working on a second and third job that they have through the computer. Employment through the computer. They work their own job during the day and they're gone, and at night they work the other job. And the kid is left alone. And he finds himself isolated within his own room, his own bedroom, playing video games. And that leads to pornography, which it did and it has done in his case. It leads to watching movies that are inappropriate for the age, playing games that are just inappropriate for the game, for the age, playing on the computer for long hours at a time, inappropriate, creating more social isolation and more social aloneness. The very fear that this kid has is being added to by the fact that he goes to his room, lives his life within his bedroom, alone with his own little computer and video game activity. That's America today. That's our youth today. That fear of being abandoned, fear of being rejected, fear of being left out, fearing being all alone, fear of being unappreciated, fear of being unrecognized, fear of being just alone and left for his own thinking, his own devices, and to figure out life by himself, by yourself. That's part of the experience for those that live with a deep hurt, deep mental anguish, whether they be a high school kid, or whether they be a college student, whether they be a successful or young executive, or even a parent. We can be all these things and still live with this sense of the fear of being left alone, left out. And that's the world today. Now, if that's your experience, if you live that world, if you live in that world, Pablo, if you live with that fear of being left out, face your fear. Face it. Recognize it. Know that that's the fear you live with. And you can overcome it. It doesn't have to overcome you. Secondly, expect that you can change. Expect that things can get better. Expect that you can learn how to interact and you can relate and you can become part of the world and part of the family and part of a social group and part of a friendship circle. Expect. Number three, learn how to be assertive. Learn how to talk. Learn how to speak up. Learn how to represent your own ideas, your own points of view, your own feelings. Ask questions, answer questions, interact with others, be part of an interactional pattern. So learn to be assertive. And then fourthly, when you're in a social situation where ordinarily you'd feel anxious and uptight and nervous, just relax. Take 3 or 4 or 5 deep breaths, very slowly exhale. Just let your body relax. Don't let that situation create a overwhelming, powerful sense of anxiety and fear and tightness. Don't let that happen. Counter it with relaxation. You see, if your body is relaxed, it can't be uptight. If your body's relaxed, it can't be nervous. Your body's uptight, it can't be anxious. So counter those feelings of fear and anxiety and uptightness with just letting your body relax. And when you're in a social situation, and let that social situation just flow, and you become part of it. It won't be so overwhelming, so intimidating that it is otherwise. So face your fears, expect you can change, learn how to be assertive, and when you're in a social situation of any kind, of any size, just learn to let your body relax. Let your mind relax. Let your face relax. Let your shoulders relax. Let your chest, your heart rate, just relax and slow down. Because that social situation is not overwhelming. It's not going to get you. And when you can feel more comfortable in a social situation, you'll begin to relate. You'll begin to interact. You'll begin to relate to people. And you won't feel left out. You won't have to live with that fear of being left out. Okay? So, deal with your own aloneness. Deal with your own fear of being left out. Foblo. F-O-B-L-O. Make it your word. Make it your challenge. Make it your opportunity. You know, make it a new you. Let that fear be conquered. That fear be resolved and reduced. So you do not have a fear of being left out because you're starting to be included. Whether you're in junior high school or 8th grade or 6th grade or 12th grade or whatever it is, just work on that sense of being part of the social world around you. And just let friends and let people come into your life and don't be afraid of them. Just let them talk and let them be part of you so that you have interactional skill that you can learn from each other and share with each other. And ask somebody to help you. Ask your parents to help. Ask a friend to be of help. Ask somebody to introduce you to somebody. Ask for somebody to just carry on a conversation with you. See? Let people know that you feel kind of alone and let them help you overcome it. There are people that are willing to do that. They're called parents. Okay? They're called friends. They're called youth pastors. They're called youth leaders. They're called pastors. And they're called grandparents. Let people like that come into your life. And when you learn social skills from them, you can apply it in a wide variety of situations. Aloneness need not be an overwhelming, powerful force in your life. You can join where the action is. Do it, okay? Thanks for joining me. Go to my podcast, and on a regular basis, like 28,000 people have done before, 28,000 hits we've had now up to date, and we've been at it now for almost 2 years. And join in on a regular basis to listen to the podcast. Go back into the archives and pick out some podcasts that might be of interest to you. And just kind of let it be a learning experience. Let it be a challenging experience for you. So almost 200 topics there. So just go ahead and find topics that might be of interest to you in the archives. And you'll find yourself being richer and stronger and wiser and more relational on a day basis. So that's how you can do it, okay? Thanks for joining me, and bye for now.